Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalind. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I called, I think it was last week or the week before, on the behalf of my boyfriend has a claim on him that he did not do, and we were told to go check out the website and was given the number to do the claim for fraud, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we thought, I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything on him, and then of course there was, but that was before, I found that out before I filed his income taxes. Well, as we know, everything is supposed to be okay, and that he didn't have no checks, throw it out, or whatever. Well, I did his income taxes, and the refund has been approved, but his tax topic is 203, and it could be for unemployment compensation debt. And I was trying to figure out if for sure there wasn't a check issued out to him, because at his old address, which is where his stepmom lives, we were told that there was a check that had been sent there, and we were going to go pick it up because we had no idea where it was sent from and why he was getting a check. And then she up and misplaced it, and we've yet to lay our eyes on it, and that's been over 6 or 7 months ago. So I just want to make sure that there is nothing that is on him that he didn't do, because he has not filed. He's worked at the same job for 4 years, never been laid off or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But this would have been the claim that you would be able to see was April the 11th of 2021.
All right, so I only file claims. I understand your concern. What he will have to do is call the inquiry department and set an appointment for someone to call him back. Is he not able to log on, or he just haven't filed unemployment?
He's never filed unemployment, but we had an issue with getting his Social Security number and everything from his stepmom, and if I had $100, I'd put it on that she done it. Okay, cool, whatever. But I just don't need this to pin against him. And the last time I called was this number, and they were able to tell me whether there was a check issued or not. But I'm not understanding why his refund got approved, but his tax topic is over an unemployment compensation debt if he hasn't received a check.
Well, I'm not sure about what's going on with his taxes, but like I say, I only file. I don't actually give you any input to what's going on, like with his actual claim. Now, if you need to speak to someone in fraud, give me 1 second. Let me see if there's any information that I can give you. But if not, you have to go on the website to see. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, you're going to have to call the inquiry department, unfortunately, and see if you can schedule an appointment for someone to call you back on this matter. Like I say, I only file. I can't give you any specifics to what's going on, okay?
Okay. Is that a fraud report number? Is it the 800-392-8019?
The inquiry is 1-800-361-4524.
Let's see if I have that one down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do. Okay, so then you said 1-800.
Mm-hmm. One moment. I exited out. I'm sorry. Where is that number? All right. There's two different frauds. 1-855-234-2856.
Okay.
And I'm looking for the inquiry number again. I exited out. I guess 1-800-361-2524. Nope. 1-800-361-4524.
4524.
Mm-hmm. If you begin calling that number at 5, you can possibly get in to set an appointment to have someone call you back.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for calling the Unemployment Confrontation Line. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.